call received from Home Care Agency.
Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm looking for a home health aide.
Okay. What county do you reside in, sir?
What did you say?
What county do you reside in?
Philadelphia.
Okay. And do you currently have services, or are you trying to start them up new?
I'm trying to start them up new.
Okay. 1 second. Will I further assist you? 1 second. What are your disabilities, sir?
Nerve damage in my neck and back.
Okay. What's your first and last name?
Can I ask you a question first?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Do they come after your home?
If you do you have Medicaid?
Yes.
So if you have Medicaid, all we have to do is submit the referral because Medicaid pays for home care services.
Okay. But other than that, they will come after your house?
I haven't heard that, no. I don't know.
You don't
Why
know.
Would they come after your home if you've already been found eligible?
Well, I'm saying that's just something I heard. You know what I'm saying?
They come to your home to do an in-home assessment. Is that what you mean?
No.
I never heard that.
Yeah, well, it started out like that.
I don't know.
That's why I didn't get it a while ago.
It's all income-based. So I don't see why they would take your stuff if you've already been approved for services. So what we could do is, let me check to see what you have. What's your first and last name?
Reginald Scott.
What's your date of birth, Reginald?
12/30/60.
Let me check. Reginald, I can't find you based on the information that you gave me. Do you have state insurance? Do you have Medicaid?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Reginald?
Yeah, that's what I said.
So your birthday is 12/30/1960?
Yeah.
And Reginald is R-E-G-I-N-A-L?
D.
What,
Reginald. L-D? Yeah.
Sir, can you please say your name?
R-E-G-I-N-A-L-D.
L-D. 1 second. Let me check. So you popped up with that, yep. So you do have the eligibility codes to submit the referral. You have active Medicaid, and it's through Keystone. Keystone is one of the four providers that cover home care services. So what we could do is put in the request for services and get you in, you know, online for an in-home assessment. That's when they come into the home and they determine eligibility, days of care, and how many hours you get. Do you have someone in mind that you would like to assist, for them to assist you with your care so they could get paid? So I can send them the hiring application. Who's that going to be?
Sadia Hopper.
Sadia, spell her name, please.
S-H-A-D-E-A.
S-H-A-D.
E-A.
And the last name?
H-O-P-P-E-R.
And a good number to reach her?
She doesn't have a number right now.
Okay. And what's your home address, Reginald?
4227 Pensgrove Street.
You said Penrose?
Pensgrove.
Pensgrove.
Pensgrove. P-E-N-N-S-G-R-O-V-E Street.
Yep, I got that. Pensgrove Street, Philadelphia, PA. Your zip code?
19104.
Okay. And a good number to reach you, Reginald?
267-461-7848.
That's 267-461-7848?
Yes, that's true.
Okay. Now I just need you to write down some stuff that I'm going to give you, and I'm going to see who's available on our team to further you along in the process. We need to call the broker and get you online for an in-home assessment, okay? 1 second.
A broker?
The Medicaid broker, yes. We have to get a hold of the Medicaid broker so they can schedule your in-home assessment.
A broker seems like they collect.
They're just called a broker because they assist patients onto services.
Yeah, but the word broker, you know, it seems like they, you know, come for what's theirs.
No.
You know, that's why I didn't want to do it. See, they tell you something different, but yet they come after your home. So
no.
I don't think
so the
I'll
broker
be willing to
works
do that.
With Medicaid, okay? What they do is that they tell you what you need to apply. They can't take anything away from you. This is a state-funded program, like Medicaid. So you're already on Medicaid, but the broker helps you fill out the paperwork, send it to the county because it's Medicaid-based. So the county's going to want to know your financials. They're going to want to know how much money you have in the bank. They're going to want to know where you're getting your money from. So if you're trying to tap into free services from the government, they're going to inquire about you, about your finances and all of that. So the broker...
Well, what I get is I get Social Security.
Yeah.
I get Social Security.
Right. So the broker breaks things down to you and says, hey, Mr. Reginald, you're going to need your Social Security award letter. You're going to need 5 years of financials. You're going to need... They break down everything that the county is asking for in order for you to get onto home care services. That's all they do. They're the middleman to the county, to the state and the county. Like the agency. We're a licensed home care agency, but I cannot do what the broker does because the broker directly works with Medicaid. I work with the home insurance, the home care agency. So it doesn't hurt to apply because what they're going to do is they're going to check to see if you're eligible. If you're not eligible, the worst that they could tell you is you're not eligible at this time, and that's it. You keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
We have hundreds of people that own homes and are on Medicaid, and they're still in their home. So,
yeah, but see, the thing is like I want to leave my children my home.
And there shouldn't be a reason why you wouldn't be able to leave your children your home.
Right.
Yeah. If you on Medicaid, they already checked you out. They already did their financials. They already checked your income. So all you're doing now is asking Medicaid to cover home care services. So now what they do is that they assist you through the process of getting you onto home care services. And with that, they ask for all your financials. They ask for, you know, whatever it is that they're going to ask for, because I really don't know. I don't work for the broker for Medicaid. I work for the home care agency, and we just put everything together to assist you because it's an impossible thing to get onto. Like, it's hard. It's hard if you don't have assistance from the outside to get this program, because you got to go through hoops, hurdles, and talk to here, talk to there, talk to multiple people. You're going to get transferred from here to there, but at the end, guess what? You're going to be on home care services for life. So is it worth it? To me, it is.
So. Okay. So
I'm going to be submitting a referral. Once you get Shadea's information, all I need is a phone number so that I can send her the hiring application. Mm-hmm. Let me see if someone is available in the office so they can assist you with that call. I need you to write down some stuff. Just let me know when you're ready, okay?
Okay.
I want you to write Medicaid broker number.
Medicaid broker number?
Uh-huh. It's 877.
I have to get something to write it down with.
Go ahead. Take your time. I'll be on the line. I'm submitting the referral, putting in this information. Preferably a notebook or a notepad, Mr. Scott, because you got to reference back to this stuff. Let's keep all the information starting fresh in a notebook.
I need a pen, cause I ain't gonna be able to. Every time I look for my pen, it's gone. Now I don't know where it's at.
That happens to me all the time, Reginald. You know when I find them? When I don't need them, or when I'm cleaning.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Maybe in the oddest of places. Yeah. You're not alone.
But I can't find it.
Look for a pencil, a crayon, a marker, anything that you're eligible that you can reference back to.
I can't find it. Nope. No, I don't know where it is. I can't find it.
Okay.
Because
okay.
The top to the pen is I can't find the other part of the pen. It's like gone. And I can't find it.
All right. Let me see if Miss Abigail, she's going to be further assisting you, if she could text you. You receive text messages on your phone, sir?
Yes,
I do. Don't worry about it. And they can also email you the information that you need, okay?
Okay.
I'm just waiting for her to reply so that I can get you the help that you need. 1 second. I wanted to give you your Medicaid ID number because some people don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll have her text it to you.
I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. You could also ask her to text you information. Tell her you don't have a pen, so you can't write anything down. To text you
right.
Or email you the information that's needed.
Yeah. She could email me or text me.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to be transferring you over to Miss Abigail, okay? My name is Jasmine, and this is Family First Care. Welcome on board, sir. It's been a pleasure assisting you. You call me if you need me, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Please hold.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi, this is Abigail from Family First Care. Who am I speaking with, please?
Reginald Scott.
Hi, okay, just a second. I'm going to pull up your new referral. Okay, so you want to apply for home care services, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay,
but I don't want to do it if they're going to try to take my house.
Okay, so how many properties do you own? Just one?
Yeah.
So you shouldn't run into an issue with that.
What's that?
If you have one property, you shouldn't run into an issue. It's usually if the team has many properties, or if you have a property plus you're getting a very high financial income, which I'm going to confirm with you. Are you making
There's a whole lot of noise. There's a whole lot of noise that I can't hear you, ma'am.
Is this better?
Yeah, it's better.
Okay. Are you making more than $2,900 a month currently?
No.
Okay, that should be fine. You should be fine with your house.
I'm making more like ten grand a year.
Okay. Fine, that should be fine. Just a second, please. Okay, and do you own a car as well?
Yeah, I have a car sitting outside of my house, but it don't work.
Okay, any other assets that you would have for over $8,000?
I don't even think that the house is worth $8,000.
Okay. The house, okay, fine. So then you should be fine. And you said you're making less than $2,900 a month. Are you married? I just want to confirm these things so that we don't run into any issues later on. And are you living with any minors currently?
No. I live by myself.
Okay. Fine. So I just want to tell you a bit about the process. So you will have to be approved by Maximus, which is the company that works with the state. They will come down to your home to see if you're physically eligible for the services. They'll have
and you
two
said,
assessments.
What's the name of that place? What's the name of the company?
The brokers at Maximus.
Say it again, please.
The company is Maximus.
Oh, Maximus.
Did you ever hear of them?
No, I gotta, see, I don't have a pen right now, so I can't write stuff down.
No problem. I can just text you their number. Can you add it into your phone now as a contact?
I have a pencil I'm trying to sharpen.
Sorry?
I'm sorry, it's taking me a minute to sharpen this pencil. Okay, what's the name of the company again?
Maximus. I'll give you the number.
I have to call them?
I can transfer you over to them at the end of our call so you can schedule the assessment, but I'll give you their number anyway. Yeah, you can call them or I can transfer you over to them, whichever you'd like.
Maximus. And what's the number?
877-550-4227.
4227?
Yes.
Damn, that's crazy. That's my address. 4227.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That is funny.
And I recently called somebody and their last four numbers was 4227.
That's so interesting. It could be, did you get this number yet before for Maximus?
I don't know. I might have.
Have you started applying through any other agencies?
No.
Okay. Okay,
this
fine.
Is the first one. The girl talked me into doing it.
Okay. Who? Which girl?
Huh?
Who, the person that transferred you over?
Yeah. She talked me into it, and I said, okay.
Okay. Was that Jasmine?
Yes.
Okay. Fine. So I'm going to have you call them. I can transfer you over at the end of the call. Just one more thing. When you're going to schedule this assessment, they're going to come. The broker is going to give you a doctor's form that you'll have to have filled out by your doctor. So what we usually do is I can have someone call you from a telehealth company that we work with, and they can fill out the form over the phone. They will ask you questions, and they'll fill it out over the phone.
Yeah.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's okay.
They'll be calling from a New York number, so just look out for that. It's probably going to be a 718 number. We'll call within the next day or two, okay?
All right, thank you.
Okay, sure, no problem. I can transfer you over to Maximus if you'd like now.
Okay, you can transfer me.
Okay. If the call doesn't go through, it's just that number that I gave you. So it's that 877 number, so you can call them.
Right.
And sorry, also, Scott, I want you to take down my number because Jasmine transferred you over to me. So I want you to have my number as well.
All right, what's your name?
My name is Abigail, and our agency's name is Family First Care, so you should have that written down as well. Okay?
Okay, Abigail, and your number is what?
267-551-7438. Got it?
Yeah, I got it.
And then when you schedule the assessment, you can text me on the number to let me know the date and time that you scheduled for. And like this, I can be in touch with you before then, okay? And if you have any questions, you can always call me. I'm going to walk you through the process, this enrollment process. So you can always just call me or text me if you have any questions, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll transfer you over now.
Thank you.
No problem.
To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en español, oprima 2. For all other languages, press 3. To continue in English, press. If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you are a provider or are calling from an agency or nursing facility, if you need to send application information to us, you can fax it to 1-888-349-0264 or email it to paieb@maximus.com. You can also visit our website at www.paieb.com. If you don't have active PA medical assistance, the first step in the waiver application process is to apply for medical assistance. To complete the application online, go to compass.dhs.pa.gov. Once you complete this financial eligibility application, we will get an alert. We will contact you to start the other parts of your application. If you are calling to start a new application, press 1. If you are calling to check the status of an application or have questions about, please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker Helpline. My name is Danielle. May I ask who I'm speaking with today?
May you what?
Who am I speaking with?
My name is Reginald Scott.
Are you calling for yourself or for someone else?
For myself.
Okay, I now need to obtain your personal information. Please note that we will not speak about your application without your written or verbal permission. And what is your date of birth?
12/30/60.
And verify your address.
4227 Pensgrove Street.
City and zip code.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19104.
And the reason you're calling today?
I'm disabled and I need home health care.
Okay, so you're calling to complete an application to get services for health and home?
Yes.
All right, and this process can take up to 90 business days, but it can take way sooner if everyone works together. We do have to send a physician certification form out to your primary care physician. Do you know your doctor's first and last name?
It's Olson. Olson, I forgot the first name.
Do you know the phone number or the address?
At 1500 Lansdowne Avenue in Upper Darby. I think it is.
Mm-hmm. You said it's Olson?
Yeah, Olson. Olson. I wanted to ask you something. What, when the person gets paid, what does it to come in their name or my name?
I don't know that because you'll work with a service coordinator who will give you all that information once you get approved. So you have to go through the process first. But we'll send a physician certification form out to your doctor in the next 48 to 72 hours. The doctor just has to fill it out and send it back to us. Okay.
Right.
We will send the case to the Area Agency of Aging, and they will contact you to schedule a health assessment. They usually call within 14 business days after you have your first in-home visit with us. And that assessment, it's a health assessment that will determine the amount of hours you'll be able to receive care.
All right, thank you.
And what's a good phone number for you?
267-461-7848.
Okay. We do send a case to the county assistance office who does the financial determination. They will mail you out a letter requesting the documents. The income limit is $2,900 a month, and you can't have over $8,000 in assets.
I don't get nowhere near that, and I don't have nowhere near that, and... That's just it.
If you ever are denied during this process, you do have the right to appeal. And if you ever need any additional enrollment assistance, you can always reach out to PA Link. But usually when you contact us, we're able to give you all your case updates, okay?
All right, thank you.
Now it's time to get you scheduled for your first in-home visit. And just to confirm, your address is 4227 Pensgrove Street.
Yeah.
Okay. It looks like we're booked up till next Tuesday, the 24th. Is that date okay, or do you need something sooner?
No, that's fine.
Okay, we have 2:30 to 4:30. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right, so we have you scheduled for next Tuesday, the 24th, between the time frame of 2:30 to 4:30. It's going to be with our enrollment case manager. Her name is Janae. She'll call you 30 minutes before she arrives. She will complete a CONFIS application to get you applied for the long-term care services. So just make sure you have your identification, your medical insurance card, and proof of income.
All right.
Okay. And is there anyone you ever think is going to call in on your behalf? where you want to add them as an authorized representative. They can either be fully authorized or just for information only. Is there anybody? No. And did you want to receive any case updates via text message or email?
REGGIESCOTT728@gmail.com.
So you want to receive emails? Is your first and last name 722@gmail?
728@gmail.com.
Okay. And just to let you know, by providing your email address and agreeing to all terms and conditions, you'll agree to receive emails. Your information will not be used to sell products or provided to any unauthorized third party. To stop receiving an email, all you have to do is reply stop or hit the unsubscribe link. You may receive emails at any different time of the day, and messages and data rates may apply. Okay, and then I'm going to give you your case number. So let me know when you're ready for that.
Go ahead.
It's 114-3055.
Wait a minute. 114. What is it?
114-3055. Okay. You have any other questions or concerns for me today?
114-3055.
Correct.
All right.
Okay. You have any other questions or concerns?
No, I don't.
All right. So thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker Helpline. Do you have time for a survey today?
Do I what?
Have time for a survey today?
No.
No problem. You enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.